This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I don't think Michael's ever done drugs.
It's Mike Shope.
I don't know if anyone's ever offered him any.
Let's go over some of the symptoms of marijuana use, shall we? You tell me who this sounds like.
It's the Bulldog.
Slow moving. Inattentive. Dull. Constantly snacking. Shows a lack of motivation.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
What's up, Bills and Chiefs Sunday? We're all over it. 803-0550 for your calls. Another reason, not that most of you need one, to want the Bills to win on Sunday. This is really more, maybe it's more personal for me. If they don't, what are we talking about for the next 6 weeks? Whether to sit Josh Allen in week 12 because, you know, just...
right.
Yeah. I mean, it wouldn't be that bad.
No.
But it could be close. You could have the division in three games, four, and then have 2 to 3 games that really one seed's out of reach, division's over. What do you do with those games if you're a talk show host?
That's where I think we earnestly dive into... Well, let's break down win percentage of the 2 seed versus the 3 seed and the 2 seed versus the 4 and the 3 versus the 4. And yeah, I don't know. We're going to this has been tracking this way for a few weeks. Like, we could end up there by mid-December and just get lost in the weeds and like, all right, well, maybe we'll just Joel Embiid time for Josh Allen. Like, we'll just load management. I don't know. Like, it could get there. So but that's not right away. That's not Monday, right after if they don't get this game, because you're not there yet, right? Depending on what happens around you, like, I don't know. There's a world out there where, you know, the Bills lose this game and everybody else wins. You know, the Jets, the Dolphins, and you're just like, well, they're one game closer.
Tightens up.
Like, I don't know.
You think of last year?
Right. I mean, that's you know, that's there. So, but yeah, I mean, I hear you. I mean, it is, it's what you get with a team that's off to this good of a start. Is you're just sort of, but yet, if they lose this game, I feel like I'm not going to want to be thinking about the 1 seed anymore. They got to have this game, and that might even be, I'll be fending off people who think that's far-fetched.
You got to make up 4.
Right.
In 6 left.
So that just seems pretty nuts. But if you get it, you know, you're just one pratfall away, but it's still, you know, there's no way that they'd be favored to get there with the record KC has already and the schedule's moving forward.
That point is a pretty good incentive for the Chiefs, and they're undefeated, so they have that incentive too.
Mm-hmm.
But they could kind of have it if they win. But for the Steelers, maybe the Steelers are still, if they win, it's they have two losses anyway.
And they
we'll
play,
figure
they,
it out later.
They play later, too.
They play on Christmas Day.
Right.
Ross has that game.
Right, for Westwood One. Right, right.
He'll drive to Pittsburgh in the morning from home after opening presents.
Right.
Frank is with us. Hello, Frank.
Hello, guys. How's it going today?
Really well. Thank you.
All right. So I'd like to say that I know the discourse is going around that this game means nothing this weekend, but that could be further from the truth. Who wants to go to work on Monday after a Bills loss? Like, nobody. This game is just going to be, it's just as important as anything, especially if we are going for the one seed. But my biggest concern for this whole season is it seems like Josh Allen seems to get rattled when some things don't seem to be falling in place. The defense kind of gets scored on and he has to go right back out there. And it seems like he sometimes tunes out McDermott, kind of like how the Eichel and Reinhart said that they used to tune out the coaches when plans didn't go their way either, like they got scored on early.
Do you mind? What are you basing him tuning out McDermott? We never see them communicate at all on game day. So what is him tuning out McDermott springing from exactly?
I don't really mean tuning out McDermott. I guess that was a bad thing to say. What I do mean is, like, it seems like he strays from the game plan and he just tries to make it all, like, he takes it all the weight of the game on himself. Mm-hmm. And I think that's probably one thing that we need to work on, or he needs to work on specifically.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah, I mean, we've seen him go hero ball plenty of times. It's happened a lot less this year. But I think overall in his career, especially when he was younger, that was a concern for sure. I think it was even a concern, like, I feel like the last time we really saw it to their detriment and his detriment was opening day against the Jets last year. I think that's certainly an example where that happened. So it's not like you should think he's immune to it. So I think that's fair.
Yeah, that's all I got, guys. Have a great day.
You too, Frank. Thank you for the call.
It's also like 27 games ago or something.
It's a while ago, yeah. But
I am not worried about Allen at all for anything. If there's a list, he's pretty far down the list. This is just a talking point. I don't want to assume that it's on his mind at all. But with quarterbacks, when you, I think it would be like when you play against one of the best, when you're one of the best, there's an added spark. Like there's just a little bit more to the matchup. And I know Allen would probably say, I don't play against him.
Mm-hmm.
But these two guys, the great quarterbacks, are always compared against each other. And when it's head-to-head, you know, it's that much easier to do it. And the MVP discussion, which is out there, I mean, pretty heavily, fits right into that, or that fits into this, where you have two of the top candidates at the position. Lamar Jackson, who is the favorite, he's become almost like even money in this race, plays at one in Pittsburgh. And he's missed games when the Ravens have played the Steelers more often than not lately.
Yeah.
But he's also not had great days against the Steelers, maybe to put it mildly.
I think I read today that he's only played them once since 2021.
Yeah, maybe.
Man, that seems crazy. But that adds up, I think. He's missed a lot.
So if Jackson has an off day, which is very possible against the Steelers in Pittsburgh, then you get to 425 and, all right. Here are these two guys.
Yep.
And, you know, whether it's in an MVP construct or not, just these quarterbacks would probably admit to having their best brought out of them when they're playing against the other. Like, that's when everybody's watching very closely. So that, you know, can be good. I think for great players, that is a good thing. It's a positive to have that extra whatever it is to, you know, push you in a certain game.
Yeah, I hope that brings the best out of Josh Allen on Sunday. He can be erratic and he can hurt them and hurt himself. But I mean, that's him. Like I totally agree. I mean, I don't have the list ready of things I'm more worried about than him. But like worrying about him feels like worrying about if it's going to snow here. Like, of course it's going to snow here. Like Allen, they're going to win. They're going to live or die with Josh Allen. Like, that's it. He's either going to deliver us from evil or not. So, I don't know, worrying about his temperament or this or that, like, he's great, and he isn't always going to be great in every moment. But yeah, I don't spend 2 seconds thinking about his mindset or like how's he going to do. It's going to be what it is. And if it's bad on Sunday, I'm just going to hope that it gets better the next time he plays and then when they play them again. So that's that for me.
Hasn't he been really good against the Chiefs?
Yes.
Pretty much every time?
Yes.
Okay.
So I don't think there's any to think that that's a concern going in. I don't really get it. And, you know, I love the MVP thing that it's out there for him. Like, I'll definitely be thinking about it, especially if Jackson has, you know, a 220 yards, you know, type, you know, low scoring, win or lose, whatever. He just doesn't have a stat day against the Steelers. I'll be thinking about Allen going out there and throwing for 3 and running for 1 and throwing for 330 yards. And, like, guess who's the favorite for MVP Monday morning? Josh Allen. And I'm totally here for that. You know, I've gotten some pushback recently from some fans and had, you know, a respectful back and forth on Twitter about it with one person maybe last weekend. It's like, you know, just I don't understand. I don't care about it. And, you know, prioritizing it seems ridiculous. I'm like, who's prioritizing it? I don't want it more than a Super Bowl, but I think if you don't want the Bills quarterback to be anointed as the best player in the league in a given year, like, I don't know what your problem is. It's not more important than winning the Super Bowl. Nobody is saying it is, but it's a cool-ass thing to have happen if it were to happen. So I'm 100% rooting for it. And because, I mean, if he plays that well, that gives them that much better of a chance at going to the Super Bowl. It's no guarantee. We just saw that with Lamar Jackson last year. But I don't understand. Like, Nate was in here last week, Thursday and Friday, and we didn't argue about it. He was like, I just don't care about it. Like, fine, you didn't have to know, you know, don't care about it is one thing. Being mad at people who care about it is, I don't get it. I just don't understand why you'd be mad at Bills fans that are rooting for Josh Allen to be the MVP. Doesn't make sense.
Well, that's most things in life, isn't it?
I guess so.
Yeah. You care about what you want. I won't worry about it.
Right.
I'm not going to waste energy on that.
It's pretty easy, actually, as a concept.
It just sets up like a day that could be really good for him in that
mm-hmm.
in that race. It's not exactly a race, but it's vindication is what it is. And we're always looking for that for our guys, for our team, for our city. You're looking for vindication. It irritated people, Bills fans, last year that Jackson won, and so easily. And my thing about how, like, my biggest hurdle for Allen this year in terms of the MVP was the Bills are going to have to win 13 games probably, because every MVP winner pretty much does. Like, it's the 1 or the 2 seed. Your team has to be dominant like Baltimore was last year. I don't know if voters wanted to admit it, but that probably meant a lot toward Jackson winning so easily. And that's on the line so far this year with Jackson favored, because they're not in first place in the conference, especially, but in the division, they're not even in first place. So right. I think MVP bettors are assuming Pittsburgh's going to fall away. But you know, for that, you'd want to see Baltimore actually beat them.
Yeah, I am too, but at least the Bills are tracking to holding up their end of that.
Yep.
I mean, the be 8-2 right now, I mean, they're not guaranteed to win 13 games, but I mean, 8-2 is a hell of a great start toward it.
Could Patrick Mahomes, if you will, could Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs go undefeated playing like this? Maybe not all their games are one score games, but you know, and not win the MVP.
I don't think so.
Right?
I think if they go undefeated, he's winning the MVP.
He's going to throw 22 touchdowns and 16 interceptions, and the Chiefs go even like 16-1. Is he really not winning the award? I kind of think that he's like 7-1, I think, right now. Anyway, enough about that. Let's go to Dave. Hi, Dave.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Fantastic, Dave. Thanks for calling us.
I'm originally from Buffalo. I've only been living down here about 3 years. I'm a big Bills fan. But I think my opinion is this is their Super Bowl. If they knock this team off this week, regardless of what happens the rest of the year, not that I don't want them to go to the Super Bowl, I do, but I just think they're catching Kansas City at a good time. And I think if they beat Kansas City, regardless of what happens the rest of the year, this is their Super Bowl. the way the national media is promoting this game, this is like the game of the century in the NFL. I don't know if you've been watching, you know, the national sports shows, but they're saying this is the top game in the NFL so far this year, and I agree with them. It should come down to that. But I just feel that if they can finally beat this team, I'd like to see them bury them, to be honest with you. I don't know if that's possible, but if they can send this team home with their tails between their legs, to me, this would be their Super Bowl. This is their year, no matter what happens the rest of the year. But I do think they can make it to the Super Bowl, though. And, like I said, they're catching Kansas City at a good time. Kansas City looks vulnerable the last couple of weeks. They should have lost the last two or three games. You know,
well, they've looked vulnerable almost all year, and the Bills haven't been perfect either. But you know, they've looked stronger in some of their wins than KC has really all year. I agree. I'm having trouble really with the concept. I mean, you know, the Bills, Dave, have beaten the Chiefs the last three regular seasons. Were those their Super Bowls?
Well, no, because they weren't. Kansas City wasn't undefeated during those.
Oh, I see. It's that they're undefeated.
That's what I'm saying. If they weren't undefeated, it would just be, to me, it would just be a top-notch game. But because they're going to it undefeated, you know, and that's why I keep saying to myself, boy, this is the game of the year for Buffalo. They got to win this game. This will make their whole year. And when they look back at the end of the year, they're going to say, yeah, we beat Kansas City. We knocked them off the unbeaten ranks. But, you know, I do want them to go to the Super Bowl, and I think they got a good shot at it. But, you know, we'll see what happens. But
we will. Thanks, Dave. I mean, I think all that sells the Bills pretty short.
Yeah, I don't agree at all. In fact, I feel more the opposite, that this game, like we were just saying at the beginning of this segment, like, you know, they lose this game but are 8-3, and everything in the division is continuing to go the way it goes, you know, I don't know. The game just does not have as much meaning as I would like it to have for a game that seems to have the magnitude it has. That doesn't make sense. It is being drummed up. The caller's right. Dave's right. I mean, CBS is bringing Bill Cowher here. Look, the whole thing is it's a
big
deal.
And Guiding Light, I just heard, is coming
into Buffalo
as well.
Wow.
Yes, CBS.
Amazing.
There's already a charter.
Yeah. All right. I didn't hear about that, but that I'll take your word for it. It's going to be promoted as a TV show, and it will draw huge numbers of football fans watching. We'll see emails about record number of audiences and all this. Like, there's a reason that they pour all this into it, is to get that number so they can puff out their chest and say, you know, biggest audience since 2021 or whatever they'll say, whatever kind of record it sets. But the fact that the Bills are, like, I'm just going to say it, they're kind of on cruise control to make the playoffs, it's hard for me to get to this is their season. I mean, I think they'd be idiotic to treat it as though it's their season. I want them to beat this team. I want them to try to get the one seed. And if they don't get the one, I want them to be the two. But this game does not have the juice, because there's just the downside has to be there for me. All right, not everybody's like this, but for me, I need the threat of real pain and anguish. And I just am going to have a very hard time getting to pain and anguish if they lose a 4-point game to the Kansas City Chiefs to fall to 8-3. It just isn't going to feel like, oh no, to me, because it's definitely not going to mean that they can't beat this team if they see them in January, just like it hasn't meant that, of course, they'll beat them if they see them in January after they've beaten them the last 3 years. It doesn't have any impact on that. So, like, what am I really doing? I mean, it's ego points, it's emotional, you know, baggage I don't have to carry around because it's not a loss. I mean, the guy earlier said, you know, everybody hates getting up to go to work on Monday morning after a Bills loss, but we do it. Like, we'll get up and go to work.
I sometimes don't.
That's what we do.
I sometimes don't.
Right. That helps that we don't have to be here until, you know, 3.
It does.
That can be helpful.
It does.
Way.
Is a pregame show more watchable if it's from a stadium?
No.
Why? What is the thinking there? Just to, like, to hype the game?
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
I think our shows are worse when we're on location.
100%.
So maybe theirs are too?
Of course.
So the pregame show will be worse? Is that possible?
Yes.
I guess it has to be, right? There has to be a way for a show to be worse.
Will not be
any show.
I mean, papers will be blowing around. I don't know.
It's not going to get me to tune in Sunday. I mean, you're talking about like noon to one. That's when that's on.
Right, yeah.
And then halftime of the 1 o'clock games.
Right.
And 4 o'clock, this is the Bills game.
Yeah.
But
yeah, and they'll
are
be,
you more likely to tune into this? Maybe you would be.
Yeah.
Maybe most fans would be.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't find my way to that stuff very often at all. But I would admit that knowing that they're here, when I'm looking for something to do on Sunday, I guess it depends on what kind of soccer is on. I have not looked at the schedule.
No.
But I think at noon on...
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sunday, I'm going to be on CBS because they're here. I'm going to want to see what that looks like, how they present it. You know, is Matt Ryan jumping through a table? Like,
yeah, they
whatever.
Must have somebody they like, can sacrifice to the tailgate.
I'm going to want to watch that. Yeah, I will.
Do they have J.J. Watt now?
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah, Marino's gone.
Phil Sims
Boomer's
is gone.
Boomer's gone. Sims is gone. It's Nate Burleson, Matt Ryan.
J.J. Watt.
Who did you just say? J.J. Watt.
Cower.
Cower and James Brown.
James Brown.
Yeah. That, I don't think I'm
forgetting
anybody.
Rank them by who you want to see at the tailgate. James Brown won. It's going to be J.J. Watt.
Sure, I guess. He's the Jason Kelsey personality there, I think.
I'm telling you what, if I'm J.J. Watt, you better throw an extra $1 million on it, on the pile for me if I'm going to do that.
Go through a table, you mean?
Anything like that. If I'm going to take part in the hijinks out at the Bills tailgate, you're going to have to make it worth my while. I'm J.J. Watt. I'm just not going to go do it.
I would love to be in a meeting where that whole group is together, and they're like, all right, we need someone to go get squirted with ketchup and mustard.
Do they bid?
Yeah, any volunteers? And everyone's just sitting there looking at one another like, I don't know. I don't know. I'll do it for $500,000.
Yeah, that's right. Place your bids. Silent auction. Just write down a number, stick it in an envelope, pass it to the middle. Low bidder takes it.
Right.
Or maybe high bidder takes it.
For all the fun we have about those shows, I'm admitting that them coming here will get me to watch. I would not think about it really otherwise. However big the game is, like it's all been said, it's all been done, and none of those people are that compelling to me that I want to see them. Like there are people on those shows. Like I like Randy Moss a lot. I like Ryan Clark a lot. Like that gets me to the Monday night show. Or Moss is on the Sunday show now on ESPN. But
Stefania Bell.
That CBS show just never means anything to me. But them being here, I'll be there. I'll tune in.
I watch fantasy football now. Let's see them out here.
Do we know that they're not coming? Why not?
I'm pretty sure they're not.
Yeah.
They don't have the rights.
They don't have that budget.
No, they'd have the... It's ESPN, too. They would have the money. But it's a CBS...
oh, sure.
...presentation.
All right. But they
could, all right, they could come to my house. They could do that.
They could make
Bill's Island.
They could find a way to
They could go to Bill's Island.
Just across the street on a free, some lot that's not affiliated.
Rank tight ends for us. I watch every Sunday.
You got to do that in person.
I watch every Sunday. 803-0550. Back to your calls again after this timeout here on WGR.
He's a great coach. He'll be a Hall of Fame coach. He already is, really, even though he's not retired yet. But listen, there's always somebody that you're trying to get past, right, to accomplish the goal that you want to accomplish. So I don't care what walk of life you're in or what sport you're in or whatever it is. There's always a challenge in front of you. It's just who that challenge is. And this week for us, it's the Kansas City Chiefs.
Sean McDermott on Shane Steichen.
What's that now?
Sean McDermott on Andy Reid. Can you believe the Colts?
Yes.
I guess.
Yes.
They are the Colts.
They have a somewhat, what word do I, not crazy, mercurial owner.
That's a very nice word.
Is what they have there. Yes, I can believe it. I mean, we got to go to Flacco. We have a chance to be a playoff team. Flacco turns it over four times himself on Sunday against the Bills. I guess maybe that's enough of that.
I couldn't wait to hear the explanation. And what it was that Anthony Richardson has made such outstanding progress in his preparation and off-field work.
Right.
Like in the last 2 weeks, but probably in the last week, or probably not at all.
Yeah, I'm going to go with probably not at all. I think, let me circle back here. Did I mention the four turnovers? What did Anthony Richardson improve? He didn't turn it over four times and cost them the game on Sunday against the Bills. That's what he didn't do.
What a lonely spot for that coach. Just being told who to start and sitting up there saying, it's my call.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you say the exact opposite thing on Monday? It just, I'm glad for it. I'm glad for it. It's what you should do.
Sure. And
Flacco wasn't good either. So
I tweeted this earlier today, like we're at, whatever the strings are being pulled by the owner, but I mean, the coach has got to be on thin ice there. But if Richardson shows progress, if there's promise there, then it's working. Program, my coaching, this whole thing, like that could save him. We've got a man who is being overwhelmed in the waves right now, and Richardson is now his life preserver. That's basically what Shane Steichen is right now to me.
Crazy. Here's Mike with us. Hello, Mike.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Great, thanks, Mike.
Hey, great to be on. Long time listener and big fan. Thanks to the Odyssey app down here in the Carolinas. So, listen, maybe it's just me reading into this this vibe with, some of the folks that cover the Bills, certainly some of the fans, but I get the sense that we're sort of okay with the outcome of this game, regardless of how it goes, right? Mm-hmm. Win or lose, doesn't really mean anything. We're going to probably see him in the playoffs again and all that. And I know the team's not thinking this, but I just feel like it's just such misplaced commentary that, it almost doesn't matter what happens this weekend, when in my mind, it matters a ton, right? Like, we need this win because we may not catch them for the one seed, and we absolutely need the two seed, and a loss here to Kansas City, probably another loss or two the rest of the way, right? And all of a sudden, we're the four seed, maybe going to Arrowhead in round two of the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. It's just,
I don't understand it. Like, I'm just picking up. Maybe I'm wrong. Call me crazy. But we need this win. And it doesn't matter if it's the Chiefs or not. Every win matters. We've got to show up. We've got to be able to get a bit of the monkey off our back from last year and just continue to build on the confidence of this team. So love to hear your thoughts on it. But maybe, like I said, I'm reading this whole thing wrong.
No, I don't think you're reading it wrong. I think you're kind of on it. From both sides, sort of your evaluation of what you're hearing and then like, okay, well, what's important? It's just, I think, while it doesn't include the one seed, the Bills have gone out in the playoffs in different ways now. They've lost in Kansas City. They've lost here to Kansas City. They've lost here to a team that isn't Kansas City. You know, it's just with each passing year, it's more, let's just get in and find out.
Right.
And Kansas City won it from the three. Like, it's just not as important to everybody where you line up. I don't think the four is going to be in play, but it may be. There's so much season left that it could be. I don't think the Bills are likely to end up that low. But, yeah, I think, of course, to get the one, you have to win here in this game. And that's enough of a reason to really want it. And you have the history with these teams. They're fun to play. They're fun to beat. You know, knock off an undefeated team in week 11 is something, too.
Yep. I mean, there's a scenario out there with who they're playing after this, where, you know, you could be talking about a team that's lost three or four or something, right? I mean, you drop this one, you get the bye week, then it's San Francisco, then it's a trip out to the Rams, and then it's Detroit. You know, you could, you know, but even that, where is that going to leave you? I mean, you're still, you know, you'd be 9-5 there if that even happened, with the Patriots twice and the Jets coming up. So, like, I don't know. I'm not going to feel like they're in real trouble. And that's just it. Like, I know it could sound like I'm bracing for a loss. Like, you know, I'm in denial about it and I'm rationalizing it. I can't manufacture anxiety. Like, I usually have a lot of it about a lot of things without trying. So I make a habit of not inventing it, you know, with things that may happen. And I try my best to not get consumed by that.
Seems like good advice.
Sure. And the Bills, you know, in this case, you know, does it have me less than on my toes for this one? Absolutely. But that's what being comfortable does. So, and I neither would assume that guys on the team don't have some version of that. I mean, they know what their record is. Allen even said today when he met with the media, like, you know, being complimented about how well he's played against the Chiefs, like, yeah, great, but, you know, we got to do it in January, or I got to do it in January. I don't know what the exact quote was, but that was the spirit of the thing. And, you know, that could be a clue that they know that this game, while of course you want to win it, and I'm sure Allen wants to get the best of Mahomes and all of that, they know where they're standing right now, and it's in a pretty good spot. So, I don't know, you can't pretend that you have a real downside if one doesn't exist. And yes, not getting the one, or taking yourself out of the running of the one, is a downside. How urgent is it? You know, how realistic is it that I'm going to get it even if I get this game? Like, you just don't. That's why, for me, I would have been a very different sounding and feeling if that kick had gone through for Denver last Sunday. Because I'd be thinking about tying them and then just fending them off the rest of the way. I'm ahead of you now, and all I have to do is not lose one more game than you the rest of the way. And that would be everything for me about this game. I don't know that it would change much for the players or for the organization and their approach to it. But for me, it meant a lot. And without it, I'm just sort of, you know, okay, go get them. You know, I want you to win, but I don't know. I just cannot pretend that I'm about to fall into a volcano if there's no volcano there.
Yeah. Adding to this, too, is a point that's been made here for the last couple of days as well, is It's sort of backwards, but the tighter the race for the one by a win here equals the harder you push down the stretch. If you don't have that and you're not hell-bent on 2 versus 3 versus 4, then you can pull back, which in terms of the healthier players mm-hmm. is at least not worse. I mean, it's probably better to be able to do that. So there's a little bit of a volcano. There's a little bit of a, you know, a new challenge if you do win, which, again, so be it. But that's a benefit, for whatever it's worth, to a team that's sort of out of the one seed race but comfortable in the division. Is, I don't know what kind of form that could take. It's players resting later in the season. It's, you know, practice schedule. It just could be different things, strategy, different things you want to experiment with in games when they're just not all as important. So that doesn't mean you don't want to win, but it's just something that would happen that would be available to the Bills if they were to lose. Thanks, Mike. Here is also Mike on WGR. Hello.
Hey, guys. Have a good evening. Thanks for taking my call. Called because that other caller that said that this is their Super Bowl and winning Sunday is more important than winning the Super Bowl. I don't know how you guys didn't give him a harder time because that's insane. I think they're going to win on Sunday, and I think when they do, I compare Kansas City right now to what New England was when they went undefeated, and Brady and the Patriots were a lot more dominant that year than the Kansas City is this year. I don't see Kansas City winning out, and I think if we beat them, we've got the inside track on the number one seed. I'm a lot more worried about Pittsburgh. If they can beat the Ravens, I think the Ravens are a wild card, and you know, I think Pittsburgh always gives us a tough time. But I think if we can win on Sunday, and I think we will, I think we'll get the one seed. Remember what happened last year where we were, like, trying to get a wild card and all of a sudden we were the two seed. I think Josh and, you know, the team's growing. Coleman early in the year wasn't as effective as he is now, and he'll come back healthy. And maybe we can even get something out of Bishop because I think we need some stronger safety play or something, the rookies. Milano comes back. Well, if we can stay healthy, this might be our year. They're looking good as far as I'm concerned. I think we should be more confident.
Okay, thanks, Mike. Bills will be in blue with white pants Sunday. White would have been fun.
Yeah, I like the all-white. That's my favorite.
In a home game?
Yeah.
With the Chiefs in red? That would have been fun.
Yeah.
But this will be the traditional.
All right.
Bills look. Chiefs in white.
Not my favorite, red but pants. Better than the all. I'm not a fan of the all blue.
Same.
It's not crazy.
We're too old.
Yeah, that's right.
We like the contrast.
Right.
We like football uniforms that have contrast. All white.
The all white is my favorite, though. So.
Except for that.
Got that going for me.
All red is your least favorite. Where's that been?
I think I actually like the all red better than the all blue.
Okay.
Maybe because it's just less frequent. But the all blue just, I don't know, it just bugs me.
Getting connected with the fans brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Paul coming up at 6, catch up on the Sabres. There's some injury news. Next game, 7:30 tomorrow night at home against St. Louis. Philadelphia here Saturday, and then the Sabres go to California. Who scheduled Sabres West Coast trip on the week of the Bills bye?
Yeah, it's tough.
What are we going to do next week?
That is tough timing. That is right. Yeah, that's tough.
That is tough. Bad planning. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. This is WGR. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, welcome back. Paul Hamilton in about 12 minutes. Here's JJ next. Hello, JJ.
Yes, how you doing? Thanks for the vine, guys. You know, I've been sitting back taking this in, you know, the conversation about the value of this game. And obviously there's the cliche that hangs out there, you know, one game at a time, one week at a time. I think the thing as a fan that's jumping out to me is the importance of this game being the first in the three-week sequence. And I think if there's a good outcome of this game, they're flying high into the bye. They got a challenging game coming out of the bye, and that's three weeks out of the season. And I think from a momentum perspective, that's what's standing out to me. The game itself is valuable, of course, but that's 3 weeks out of the season, in my opinion. So, or reality, rather. So that's where the value starts and begins with me.
Okay. Thank you, JJ. Perish the thought, but to the division quote race, apart from an Allen injury, if the Bills were to lose their next four games, they would still be the favorite.
Right.
Like if they went to 8-6, Miami could get to 8-6 by winning 5 straight. New England and the Jets could get to 7-7 by winning 4 straight through 14 games. The Bills would still be the favorite. And that's all not going to happen. They would still be the favorite. I mean, it's really over.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Look, I'm all for everyone feeling good going into the bye week, especially the players. Like, I don't discount that. But neither do I think that it has to be some gloomy thing. You know, a part of the reason why I feel like they're, you know, I'm talking about there's no volcano under me and all this stuff is that they're in great shape. They just are. So, sure, if they come out of the bye and they're sad because they lost to Kansas City and then San Francisco gets them, like, okay, and then what? Okay, then it's the Rams. And I just, it would take a lot. I just do not see any signs of this team being ready to, like, fall apart here. In fact, I think if nothing else, after the bye, the specter of Milano coming back, if not right after, but soon after, Coleman coming back, Cooper being done with this injury, recognizing that other things can go awry for you here, Spencer Brown even. You know, maybe he gets through this week, maybe he doesn't, but he's fine after the bye. Although I'll take his replacement barreling 50 yards downfield, leading Khalil Shakir to a huge gain against Indianapolis. That dude ran like a maniac on that play. You know, that doesn't make him a suitable replacement long-term for Spencer Brown. I'm just saying, like, you know, the guy shined in his brief moment on the field.
That's what you want to do.
Yeah. Right. You get a chance, go get it. So, I don't know, man. Like, all of this is about our feelings. My feelings, your feelings, like their mood, all that. I mean,
two more days.
They're in great shape. That's it. I mean, you just can't pretend they're not. That doesn't mean they have to stop trying or something. I want them to win the game. I just don't feel like there's a lot of downside if they don't.
Paul, after the update, we'll talk some Sabres with Paul Hamilton, Mike Schoep, and the Bulldog, WGR.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.